os traemos una nueva opereta de Zygmunt Romberg, que nació en Hungría en 1887, emigró a los Estados Unidos en 1909 y murió en 1951 después de una fructífera carrera en Broadway. Y si la semana pasada les presentamos El Príncipe Estudiante, hoy le toca el turno a otro de sus mayores éxitos, New Moon o Luna Nueva, de 1928, también al estilo de las operetas vienesas de Lehár. Otros títulos de su creación fueron La Canción del Desierto, Princesa Flavia, Mi Maryland, Rosalie o Vino de Mayo. Su figura sirvió de inspiración para la película Deep in My Heart, dirigida por Stanley Donen, que protagonizó José Ferrer. La opereta que traemos fue llevada al cine en dos ocasiones, en 1930 y en 1940, y algunas de sus canciones fueron versionadas por la mismísima Billie Holiday. La actual grabación de 1989 es una producción de la ópera de la ciudad de Nueva York, dirigida por Jim Coleman para la televisión, con las voces de Joyce Campana, Gerald Isaac, James Billings, Joseph McKee, David Ray Smith, Alan Riverdy, Richard White y Kenneth Cantor, entre otros. Arriba el telón.
Mademoiselle Marianne. Jeanette, be sure to cut the fresh flowers for the decorations. Is at your disposal. My friends here all wish to be considered your friends, my servants, your servants, my daughter.
Very charming. Will you ask them all to leave?
Oh, but they're all anxious to help.
It's my mistress.
I know, but who?
Alexander, you don't understand. It's our mistress.
What?
Mademoiselle Marianne!
Bonnoir's daughter? And you want to say goodbye to her?
I want to tell her who sang to her last night in the garden.
Well, who did?
I did.
And they tell me I'm stupid.
I'll sing to my love and I'll tell her the secret I keep in my heart.
If her father once overhears you, they'll wheel you away in a cart.
Marianne is what they call you, but there's no name describing all you could mean to any lucky fellow. Oh, lucky fellow, could it be? In your eyes an elfin gleaming could make me lose myself in dreaming and hoping to someday you may dream. Thing to say, dear, were there more praises to sing and phrases to ring, I'd sing them to you. Let others doubt them who will, but I would be still believing them true. And though you may never love me, I will never cease to woo you. Flying high above me, I will try to fly up to you. I know the worry and strife that come with a wife, but here is a man who'd gladly give up his life to marry you.
your bon bois this way? Do you wish to alarm Mademoiselle Marianne?
The last thing we want is to alarm Mademoiselle Marianne, you know that.
But we demand to speak with Monsieur Bonnois face to face now.
Well, Bezor, here is my face. Speak to it now.
Go on, Bezac, tell him what we're here for.
Monsieur Bonnois?
We just docks in with the new moon. And then we finds out we's to leave again tomorrow with a cargo of them brides bound for Martinique. My bride ship, the Bijou, has run aground with 200 women on board. If those brides fail to reach Martinique by planting time, I'll lose every sou I put into that voyage. 200,000 francs.
You promised that we was making the last voyage of the season. And as a bonus, we was each to get 10 acres of land.
Bezac, one more voyage.
And then one more, and then one more.
Please, stop all this racket. Mademoiselle Marianne is coming.
Marianne, we want to love you. We'll repeat it every day.
Was a little snip of a kid. We've seen you through the whooping cough and the measles, and I guess love is pretty much the same thing. We'll take it, but that's the last trip. No more.
Oh, I feel like the little girl who looks up to her sailors as her big brothers.
And we still are.
And will you let me hold the wheel sometimes?
Sure. She's more at home on a ship than he is.
As a child on an old sailor's knee, every tale of the sea, and my eyes would open wide to the thrill of each adventure. With the
sail today, Munich in a time of fancies, set sail wine romance. Gone from home, weak and wrong, coming through the spray of silver foam.
Men from across the globe, we will return with you.
Bring back the sailor tales
that you swear are true.
So at last you'll be set to sail with us. Will you be a passenger or one of the crew? She'd be the first girl ever on a ship's crew.
Oh, no. I know one girl you've always taken along with you. I've always envied her. Oh, how I'd like to take her place. Let me be like a girl on the prow, riding high on the roar of the sea, like a queen.
Thank you.
to fight over women? They're not worth it. None of them.
What, monsieur? You have no love of women?
An old man, for me, women do not exist. A woman's friendship glitters like a false gem. It lures you with its fire, but its value, nothing.
Bright romantic splendor, fickle as she, fickle never, fickle as she, and clever, so will it be. Of love comes stealing into a newborn day. Oh, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing the vow that all betrays. That thrill love and lift you high to heaven is the passion that kills love and let you fall to hell. So ends the story so as in an evening sunset, the light that gave you glory will take it all away.
The Caribbean, as long as they are the right kind of men.
Give me
race of men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Oh, shoulder to shoulder, and bolder and bolder, they grow as they go to the fore.
Thank you. isn't it nearly time for your cotillion?
Yes. Julie, arrange the cards and give Alexander his instructions.
Certainly, mademoiselle.
I'd like to win the lottery with its prize of one kiss.
Ah, that's right. The man who wins the lucky number has the privilege of kissing the hostess.
Marianne, couldn't you fix it so that I might get number one?
George, that wouldn't be fair to the others.
But Duval, if you can't win the kiss, why not steal it?
Oh, no, Papa. There is still a better way.
Oh, for God's sake, tell me.
George, go to the melodeon and sing me another love song.
Never!
Oh, Marianne, why don't you give that poor captain a kiss?
Oh, no. I'm saving that kiss.
For whom?
For an unknown someone.
Oh, you're so appreciative.
Perhaps so. When my special someone arrives, he will have been well worth waiting for. Oh, I'll know him instantly, and he'll never have to ask for that kiss.
In this year 1792, our conventions have been thrown all askew, and I know I'm out of date when I see one faithful lover true. To be really in the fashion today, you must have a dozen moves in your sway. But somehow I don't believe in the man of man. I want to wait for just one man.
one with the short legs.
Clotilde, this is Julie, my fiancé.
Fiancé?
Julie, this is Clotilde, my wife.
Wife?
My dear sir, I never take chances. I'm always certain.
Monsieur Ribaud, where have you been?
I've been dreadfully tied up. Now I'm going to set my trap.
Ah,
the bait is here. And the quarry arrives sooner than I had expected.
Should I stop the cotillion?
Oh, stop nothing for me. First you shall have your party. Then I shall have my party.
Number one!
11! Is that number one?
It's better! It's 2-1.
To you, monsieur, I grant the privilege of the victor. A dance.
And a kiss.
And a kiss.
And I have one more privilege to ask.
What is that, monsieur?
Before I kiss mademoiselle, I should like to speak with her for 5 minutes. Alone.
I'm afraid that's highly irregular, sir.
Captain, I am in command here, and I grant this gentleman's request. Everyone, please leave.
You on your most elegant ball, equal of anything at the court of France.
I am very pleased to hear you say so, monsieur, whoever you may be.
I am a man who has been near you, who has looked at you, longed for you.
Well, if you've been near me, I must have looked at you.
Mademoiselle, you have, but you have seldom seen me.
You wanted 5 minutes to tell me this.
I wanted to tell you that, although I have won the privilege, I don't want to kiss you.
What?
Except on one condition.
But don't make it too difficult, monsieur.
I may never see you again. And so, if I take you in my arms and I kiss passionately, I want you to return that kiss passionately.
Ah, but monsieur, I never surrender.
Ah, but mademoiselle, I always win.
My heart is aching for someone, and you are that someone. You know the truth of my story. You must believe what you see.
My journey someday knows somewhere they're coming. One in the
makes that heaven seem horrible. Any hope that I'll gain my quest? Dreams are vain, but I cling to the merest chance that you may hear me. Dreams are vain, for whenever I wake, wanting you, nothing else in the world will do. In this world you are all that I am.
You dance him right into my arms. Take off his mask. Call him by his full name. He is a noble and renegade, Le Chevalier of Admission. Thank you for your...
will be haunted by a dream of love. And you will remember that one day you made a mockery of it.
Very pretty sentiment. Now, monsieur, you mind going inside and taking off our clothes? They suit me better.
Please, mademoiselle, I no longer care to hear your voice.
We agreed to take Mademoiselle Marianne to Martinique.
To say before, your love for him. Companion, Billy.
Oh, and am I still your bosun?
Hey! Wait a minute. I'd like to get even with him for the way he's treated me. Make me bosun over him.
Sure. Alexander for bosun!
Is this fellow under me now?
Send me back to shore.
Mademoiselle, you've already missed your boat. There it is on the horizon.
And I'm to be a prisoner?
No. Every woman is free, as long as she has a husband.
Husband?
That is Robert's law. If you will not choose a husband, you must be taken in marriage.
Who would dare to take me?
Marianne, please, come to the island as my wife.
In 09, when he was 22, where he hoped to become an engineer. To support his studies, he had to work as a pianist in a dance band. Later, he wrote reviews for the Schubert Brothers. In 1917, Romberg scored a major success on Broadway with the operetta Maytime. Though its roots were Viennese, there was something new about the score, a kind of down-to-earth sentiment that was decidedly American. Like Jerome Kern's operetta Showboat, New Moon was a bridge to later, more contemporary musicals by Rodgers and Hammerstein and Lerner and Lowe. In fact, Oscar Hammerstein, who collaborated with Rodgers on Oklahoma and The Sound of Music, was one of the lyricists for New Moon. So popular were the Romberg operettas in their time that films were made of them even in the days of silent movies. Even Jeanette's New Moon was not the first film of that operetta. 10 years earlier, Hollywood had filmed The New Moon with two great American opera singers, Grace Moore and Lawrence Tibbett. For some reason, the setting for this 1930 version was moved from New Orleans to Russia. Well, why not?
What a mighty night with me thine, with the hand on your heart on high.
And no.
Today, there's a wave of nostalgia sweeping America, a longing for the way things were. It's a perfect time to take a new look at the Romberg operettas. To me, his shows are like great wines. Their vintage is rare, and there's a special joy in drinking deeply of them.
She was in Bridget Jones.
To protect her? And how has she rewarded you? You've been on the island a whole year, and you haven't even entered her camp. That is my business. It's all our business. Oh, Robert, you're not the leader you were. Marianne has consumed you. Women can devour men's souls. Softly, as in an evening sunset. Forget her. As long as she is near, somehow my hope will not die. Philippe, have you forgotten your wife? No. No, I'll never forget her. Nor I, Marianne. The sky was blue, and high above, the moon was new, and so was love. This beat out of my was singing, love, where can you be? You came at last. Love had its day, that day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me, remembering every
forced me.
Me too.
Clotilde, do you ever regret marrying Basil?
Curious coincidence. They're already married. And now they have only one wish, and that is that the old gentleman should say goodnight. And so, good night.
Marianne, why are you crying?
I don't know.
Do you want me to leave?
I don't know.
Well then, I'll say goodnight.
Good night.
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams. Robert? Where are you going?
I don't know.
You are my husband.
Yes. Your husband.
This is your home.
Our home.
We welcome you and place our fate in your hands.
Are you Robert Mission?
Monsieur the Vicomte Ribaud, I sent you the message that enabled you to land.
Where is Mission?
I am Robert Mission.
Mission, you govern this island on the basis of equality for all. Is that true?
It is.
You profess loyalty to France. And yet you betray the king?
One can be loyal to one's native country, and yet forswear its king.
I agree.
You agree? A captain in the navy of the king of France?
There is no more King of France. No King of France. On the 14th of July, a little group of citizens burned the Bastille. Its flames kindle more flames in the heart of all men who love freedom. And now, citizen Michel, the lilies of France have been replaced by the tricolor.
Democracy, liberty, equality!
Oh, hush up!
Cancel the liberty!
Those of you who wish to remain here and govern our mission may be citizens of the new republic.
But I am the Vicomte Bibot.
All aristocrats must die. If you wish to live, you must become Citizen Bibot.
I am Vicomte Bibot.
Take charge of this fellow. Those of you who wish to follow him to the guillotine may fall in line. Have you any more aristocrats on this island?
There is one, but I'll take charge of her.
Aristocrat, I'm Citizen Marianne Mission.
Oh, is she your wife?
Yes, and his faithful follower.
Thank you.